Could I Serve There? By Erica Fletcher. From the first penny that I put in my mission savings jar, I knew I wanted to serve. I had saved money for 12 years when the announcement came that sisters could serve at age 19. Although I wasn't sure if the time was right for me, the Lord answered my prayers, and I felt inspired to start my mission papers. I wanted my mission call to be right for me, and I knew that being honest with my church leaders, especially about my health, would be the only way to feel at peace. I have epilepsy, a condition that causes unpredictable seizures. Fortunately, my condition is completely controlled by medicine. Still, it was possible that my dependence on it could limit where I could be assigned to serve. Imagine my surprise when I was called to serve in the Dominican Republic, Santo Domingo East Mission. There was a problem, though. I found out that my medication wasn't available in the Dominican Republic. I was confused. Why would the Lord inspire church leaders to send me somewhere that didn't have my medication? My family and I prayed together for an answer. I felt a strong conviction that the Lord really wanted me to serve in the Dominican Republic. So we went to work. My doctor wrote me an 18-month prescription, but our insurance would only pay for a year's worth of medication, leaving us to pay for the last 6 months. As we moved forward with faith, we eventually found an affordable option. When I was set apart, my stake president blessed me that my condition would not affect me during my mission, a promise that I can testify was fulfilled. Although I was stretched to my physical limits, I know that through the atonement of Jesus Christ, I was able to overcome the challenges I faced before and during my mission. The author lives in Utah, USA. End of the story. Could I Serve There? By Erica Fletcher. Read by Lindsay Hepworth.